AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Almost 47 million of us are going somewhere for the Thanksgiving holiday. AP correspondent Julie Walker is at New York's LaGuardia Airport, where the crush hasn't been too bad, she says.
I'm standing near the security checkpoint where the line to get through the TSA screening is manageable compared to first thing this morning when it was 200 deep. Flyers here telling me they knew there'd be extra security, so they wanted to get here early. Also, they wanted to get here before the flight started piling up and delays set in. The Port Authority says during the busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, more than 1 million people will use its three airports in the New York area. At LaGuardia Airport, I'm Julie Walker.
The top U.S. military man in Afghanistan calls last month's deadly U.S. airstrikes on a hospital there a tragic accident caused by human error.
The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believed they were striking a different building several hundred meters away where there were reports of combatants.
At least 31 civilians were killed. General John Campbell says some of those involved have been suspended from their duties. Following the terror attacks in Paris, Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron wants his country to be more aggressive against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. He's making his case to Parliament.
My view is, no, we can't wait for that political settlement. We should work as hard as we can for it, but we should be acting now with allies because it's about keeping our own people and our own country safe.
In addition to the tragic human cost of the Paris terror attacks, the French say the tragedy will cost their already flat economy $2 billion. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is up about 25 points. This is AP Radio News. Later today, the president pardons the Thanksgiving turkey in an annual event. AP correspondent Mark Smith is at the White House.
In fact, two 40-plus pounders raised at Foster Farms in Modesto in California's Central Valley have been flown in specially for the event, their names chosen in an online children's poll conducted by the White House. After today's ceremony, both the winner and the alternate will get to live out their days at a park in Virginia.
A homeless man has been jailed in Pennsylvania on charges that he stiffed a cabbie $325, the fare for driving him nearly 140 miles from Harrisburg to Altoona. Police say the guy jumped out of the cab and ran away as they arrived at his destination. Suspended St. Louis Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey was shot and critically wounded as he and four other people were sitting in a car outside a home in the Miami area, according to police. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.